John chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. And no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone who believes into him may have eternal life.
When the children of Israel spoke against the Lord and against Moses, the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. The people then came to Moses and asked him to pray that the Lord would take the serpents away. Moses prayed for them, and God showed Moses the way of salvation, telling him to make a serpent of brass and to put it upon a pole. When the people who had been poisoned by the fiery serpents looked upon the serpent of brass, they lived. In John 3:14, the Lord Jesus applied that picture to himself, saying that he, the Son of Man, would be lifted up as the brass serpent was lifted up by Moses. Please notice that the Lord here refers to himself as the Son of Man, not as the Son of God. The Lord was telling Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, you appear to be a gentleman, but you must realize that you are actually a serpent. Regardless of how gentle you are, you have a serpentine nature within you." One day, the Lord Jesus put on the likeness of this flesh of sin. Then he brought this flesh to the cross and crucified it. By crucifying the flesh, he destroyed the devil, who had injected himself into man. Now, we can understand Hebrews 2:14, which says, "He took part of flesh, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil." Christ destroys Satan in the flesh by his death. If we do not understand all of these verses, it will be difficult to have the proper meaning of Hebrews 2:14. How did Christ destroy Satan on the cross? By taking on the likeness of the flesh of sin, and by bringing this flesh to the cross. There, through his crucifixion, Satan was destroyed. Christ died on the cross in the form of a serpent as our substitute. In doing so, he dealt with our serpentine nature and destroyed the serpent in our flesh. The issue of this is that we may have eternal life by believing in him. Just as the poisoned Israelites lived by looking onto the brass serpent on the pole, we may experience the same thing today if we repent, lift up our heart, and gaze upon the very Jesus crucified on the cross. When we do this, our sin is removed, our serpentine nature is dealt with, Satan is destroyed in us, and we have life eternal. This is what it means to be regenerated. When we are regenerated, we receive the divine life other than our human life, which was corrupted by the serpent, and dealt with by Christ on the cross.